Government shutdowns may sound impossible, but in the United States they have happened more than 20 times in the last 40 years. The first modern shutdown took place in 1980. Since then, some have lasted only a few hours, while others stretched for weeks. The longest one in the U.S. history lasted 35 days, from December 2018 to January 2019. A shutdown occurs when Congress and the President cannot agree on a budget. The U.S. Constitution requires Congress to approve spending bills before money can be used by the government agencies. If lawmakers miss the deadline, agencies run out of legal authority to spend money, and many parts of the government must stop operating. This does not mean the government disappears completely, but it means a large part of its activities are frozen until a new budget is passed. During a shutdown, millions of government workers are affected. Some are classified as essential employees. These include military personnel, airport security guards, border patrol officers, and certain medical workers. They must continue working even though they might not receive the paychecks until after the shutdown ends. Other workers are placed on furlough, which means they are sent home without pay but may return when the government reopens. This creates financial stress for families since rent, food, and bills do not stop. Public services are also disrupted. National parks and museums usually close their doors. Passport and visa applications are delayed. Scientific research projects may pause. Even food safety inspections and some health programs can be affected. In short, a shutdown has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond Washington, D.C., touching the daily lives of ordinary citizens. Why does this happen in the first place? Often, shutdowns result from political fights. One party may want to increase spending on programs like health care or education, while the other demands spending cuts to reduce debt. If neither side is willing to compromise, the budget deadline passes without agreement. This gridlock is a common feature of U.S. politics, especially when different parties control the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. But who does the U.S. government actually owe money to? The federal government borrows heavily to finance its operations. It sells treasury bonds to investors, banks, pension funds, and even foreign governments such as China and Japan. Americans also indirectly lend money through retirement accounts and savings funds that invest in government securities. This borrowing allows the U.S. to pay for everything from defense to social programs, but it also creates trillions of dollars in national debt. One sensitive question is whether the government has borrowed from Social Security. The Social Security system is funded by payroll taxes paid by American workers. By law, that money goes into a trust fund that pays benefits to retirees and disabled workers. Over the years, the government has indeed used surplus Social Security funds by issuing special treasury bonds to the trust fund. In simple terms, the government borrowed the money and promised to pay it back with interest. This has created controversy, but technically the trust fund still holds these bonds as assets, and Social Security payments continue. In conclusion, a U.S. government shutdown is not just a political game in Washington. It affects workers, families, travelers, and businesses across the country. It shows how political disagreements can become real-life problems. Understanding shutdowns helps explain the challenges of running a democracy, where leaders must balance budgets, debts, and the needs of millions of people.